CBS Ion World. I'm John Batchel with Joseph Sternberg, who's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's a member. He also writes political economics, and he has great facility with the German language and travels in Germany when he can to the historical parts and to the economic parts. Right now, it's the economic parts that are in question because the word recession turns up in a Reuters headline. German economy entered recession as inflation hurt consumers. Gross domestic product fell by 0.3% in the first quarter of the year, writes Reuters, when adjusted for price and calendar effects. A second estimate from the statistics office showed on Thursday. This follows a decline of 0.5% in the fourth quarter of 22. What meaning does this have, Joe, that Germany's in recession? We're still waiting for ours, and I believe the UK thinks it can avoid its.
Well, this is a pretty serious development for Europe for a couple of reasons. I mean, Germany is the Eurozone's largest economy. And for a long time, it also has been one of the healthier economies, particularly because it has such a vibrant industrial base. And so it's a good, it's a bad sign that Germany now appears to be tipping into a recession. And I think there are a couple of reasons for that. One is the combination of higher inflation, but also somewhat rising interest rates from the European Central Bank over the past few months. But also, I think, energy policy, because you know, Germany has pursued a very aggressive green transition, and that has aggravated the energy price spikes that we saw globally after the Russian invasion of Ukraine last year. And this is really starting to hammer the German economy. And there was a period over the winter where it looked like Germany was going to escape relatively unscathed from the consequences of those higher energy prices, but that no longer seems to be true. And if so, this is particularly worrying because the inflation is not yet under control. The Eurozone's interest rates remain below the level of the rates in the U.S. set by the Federal Reserve or in the U.K. And so presumably the European Central Bank would want to increase interest rates further. And yet we're discovering that that already is creating some strain in the currency bloc's largest economy.
I did not appreciate having always described Germany as an export-dominated economy, that the consumer is so large a part of the German economy. And this report says the consumer has just put the credit card away. Nothing like that can be seen here yet. Is this our future, Joe? You spend until you don't? I'm trying to determine whether there's a reason to watch Germany for what we're told is coming here, which is a recession at some point in the next 6 months or 8 months.
Well, I think there is an interesting distinction between Germany and what we're seeing unfold in the U.S. right now, because in Germany, this downturn does seem to be led by consumer behavior, whereas the great fear in the U.S. is that the aggressive interest rate rises over the past year are going to set in motion a financial crisis of some sort that would really constrict credit, and then that would be the thing that would cause the recession. And there's a big difference between the two different types of recession, because if what we're seeing in Germany right now is a bit of a slowdown in consumption, then that suggests that it might be something approximating a traditional business cycle. And those recessions are never fun, but they tend not to be as deep as the kind of recession that we saw in 2008 or the Great Depression, that are caused first by a financial crisis that then filters through to the business environment. And so I think that certainly the U.S. is definitely still in danger of a much more serious problem if it turns out that there are difficulties on bank balance sheets that we aren't fully accounting for yet.
Now, Germany's living with the European Central Bank, and my reading of the ECB recently is that they're still on a course to continue to raise rates. Is that a good memory, Joe, or did they say pause?
I think that they have signaled that they would be open to continuing to increase interest rates, partly because they still have a gap between where rates are in the Eurozone and where they are in the U.S. or the U.K. And that's a consequence of the fact that the European Central Bank started tightening much later than its peers did, but also because the inflation isn't really under control. And what you are seeing in Germany is that actually the inflation will weigh on consumer spending,
right,
eventually.
Joseph Sternberg in London. We're coming to America. Inflation, jobs, debt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.